Democrat Leticia Vandeput is a member of the Senate Public Education Committee. She told members Thursday that even though high school graduation rates in Texas are improving, some schools aren't getting credit for their part in these improvements. She was talking about schools that enroll dropouts and give students a high school diploma if they earn their credits and meet the requirements. Vandeput wants a Texas education agency to account for these students and their schools differently. She's authored a bill that would designate schools where at least half of enrolled students are 17 and older as dropout recovery schools. She says these schools can get poor ratings because they don't graduate students at the same age and speed as traditional schools. By creating a separate category for these schools, the TEA could then give them points towards their accountability rating for each high school diploma they give. Charter schools like Premier and American Youth Works in Austin would benefit if her bill became law. Park Smith is the chief executive officer of American Youth Works. He says his school has students who get pregnant and leave, others are homeless, but many come back. So he wants the state's measuring stick to take this into account.
We accelerate the learning rate and we get them to graduate. And so we would like to see some measurement that honors that growth that we're doing with the students rather than penalizing us for the fact that they're not going to graduate with their original four-year cohort. They've been out for 2 or 3 years. We didn't create that problem. They come to us 2 or 3 years behind.
Blanca Lopez dropped out in middle school and she stayed out for 6 years. She's now a Premier in Austin. She started last September and has finished the equivalent of 2 years of high school. Lopez has plans to finish. I spoke to her by phone after her testimony at the Capitol.
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably not going to graduate this year, but I'm still definitely going to keep going. I mean, I made the mistake of dropping out once 6 years ago, and I'm not making that mistake.
In her testimony Thursday, Vandeput said 2/3 of inmates in the prison system are high school dropouts. She says she wants to keep schools open that admit at-risk young people. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.